CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 8th of October, 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention, new intruder watch coordinator, 2-metre band NOV extension. With just 1 week to go until the RSGB 2023 Convention, your time is running out to book packages or pre-book day tickets. The deadline is midnight today, Sunday the 8th of October, so head over to the RSGB site and follow the bookings links. You will still be able to buy day tickets at the convention, so do go along and enjoy not only the fantastic presentations in the RSGB programme and AMSET UK colloquium, but also the fun of catching up with other radio amateurs in person. If you live too far away to attend in person, there will be live streams of some convention content on each day over the weekend. This year you will need to register in advance to watch the live stream, so reserve your slot soon. You can find out more details about the live stream also on the RSGB website. The RSGB is delighted to welcome Vaughan Ravenscroft, M0VRR, as its new intruder watch coordinator. There were a number of applicants for this volunteer role, and the Society would like to thank all of them for their interest and enthusiasm. Thanks too, of course, to Richard Lamont, G4DYA, for his hard work and dedication to this important role over the last 5 years. You can contact Vaughan via iw@rsgb.org.uk. Ofcom has agreed to the RSGB request to extend the 146 or 147 megs NOV for a further year. It's available on a non-interference basis, and the NOV is subject to a 30-day notice period of change or withdrawal. Full licence holders can apply for the 146 or 147 megs NOV on the RSGB site. The RSGB's news service, GB2RS, is one of the largest volunteer groups in the Society. Every Sunday, right across the UK, over 100 readers broadcast the latest mix of amateur radio stories, propagation, forecast, contesting and DX information, together with local club activities. There are plenty of ways to tune in, on air and on the web. Have a look at rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule, where you can download the latest, the full list of transmissions. Recently, a new broadcast for North Wales has been introduced. Brian, GW6VEI, and Hugh, GW0WWQ, transmit from Denby area on 80 metres at 10:30 a.m. local time, with excellent regional coverage. And another new recruit, Sean, M0OEG, is now delivering the news twice each Sunday via GB3EG in Wigan. One news reader recently reached an outstanding personal milestone on the 3rd of September 2023. John, G0NAJ, celebrated his 25th year of reading the GB2RS news in the Greater Manchester area. His first broadcast was in 1998. When the paper news script was still being sent through the post each week from RSGBHQ. John now reads from Duncan Field alongside colleagues on 4 metres and 2 metres FM. The Society would like to thank John for his long dedication to GB2RS. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a GB2RS newsreader, contact Steve, G4HPE, via gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. A reminder now that during the month of October, a new event known as UK Bunkers on the Air is taking place. This is a good opportunity to get to do some portable activity before the winter closes in. Awards are available for chasers, activators and shortwave listeners. Overseas amateurs and shortwave listeners are very welcome to chase activators and apply for awards. For more details, search Bunkers on the Air on Facebook, email bunkersontheair@gmail.com and visit bunkersontheair.org. The website has spotters and SCED tools to make chasing easier. Thursday the 12th of October sees the launch of a new conference which seeks to stimulate interest in science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. The aim is to foster collaboration between learners, educators and industry, harnessing the power of innovation and technology to enhance learning experiences and open doors to new opportunity. End quote. The event will take place at the Royal Liver Building in Liverpool from 8:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. To find out more or get involved, visit brilliantfestival.com. Oh, for details of rallies and events, the UK 6 Metre Group's 2023 AGM will be held via Zoom today, Sunday the 8th of October from 6 p.m. BST. The brief formal part of the meeting will be followed by a talk by Antoine, a 3D2AG, entitled Extending 6 Metre DX Boundaries from the Heart of the South Pacific. Zoom details have been emailed to members. Non-members will be welcome, but will not be able to vote on AGM business. For more information, visit uksmg.org. 2023 Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, is taking place between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday the 11th of November at the Museum of Communications, Burntisland 5 in Scotland. There are still places available to book. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged and microwave test facilities will be provided. There will also be opportunities to purchase components and microwave related items. The cost is £12. This includes a buffet lunch. A dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Online registration available at gmroundtable.org.uk. For more information, email Colin, GM4HWO, via gm4hwo@gmail.com. Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 15th of October. The venue will be Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Wee Elverton in Devon, PL26AL. They'll be bringing by trader stands, free parking and refreshment. The doors will be open at 10 a.m. Admission £2.50. More information from Roger 07854088882 or email to e0rph@gmail.com. Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally also takes place on Sunday the 15th of October. The venue will be Driffield Showground, YO25 9DW. More information, contact Les2E0LBJ 01377 252393 or email lbjpinkney@hotmail.co.uk. Special event news, special call sign OQ95RCL is in use throughout 2023 by club Radio Club Leuven, ON4CP, in Belgium, celebrating its 95th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL Bureau or direct to ON3AR. And 9A166AA is the special call sign that Tom9A2AA is using throughout this year to mark his 66th year in amateur radio. QSL Home Call. DX News, Elvira IV3FSG is active as 6 Whiskey Stroke call sign from Senegal until the 16th of October. She usually operates SSB in digital modes, QSL logbooks, club logs OQRS or via IK2DUW. Anders SM0HPL is active again as 5X7 Whiskey from Uganda until the 27th of October. He operates QRP with weak but hopefully readable signals. QSL via M0OXO is OQRS. QSOs will also be uploaded to Club Log, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news now. The Oceania DX SSB contest started at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 7th of October and ended at 0600 UTC today, Sunday the 8th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report was signal report and serial number. Both the IARU and RSGB 432 megs to 245 gigs contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th of October, ends at 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 8th. Using all modes on 432 megs to 245 gigs frequency, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest has been brought forward by a week. It'll now run from 0900 to 1700 UTC today, Sunday the 8th of October, all modes 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday the 10th, The 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 70 cm band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also the same Tuesday the 10th, the 432 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 cm band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 11th of October, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 cm band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 11th, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 cm band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can also enter the 2. On Thursday the 12th of October, the 50 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week progressed quite well, they write, from a solar point of view at least, until the morning of Thursday the 5th, when the KP index rose to 5. But the KP high was short-lived and only lasted for 1 3-hour reporting period. Until this point it had been around 1 to 3 all week, which meant the ionosphere had a chance to settle and build. And as a result, we saw daytime MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path rise well above 28 megs. This was partially due to the seasonal change, which sees daytime MUFs generally rise as we head towards autumn. Similarly, we're seeing nighttime MUFs declining as we progress through October. The times of seeing 17 and 20 metre bands open all night are probably behind us now, and they won't be back until next summer. The solar flux index held up quite well last week, peaking at 161 on the 1st of October, before declining slightly to 155 by Thursday the 5th. Propagation-wise, we're really starting to benefit from the autumnal changes. Stations worked from the UK recently include the 5 Whiskey 0 LM de-expedition to Samoa on 20 meter CW. The team expects to be on the air until the 14th of October. The big one this autumn is the W8S de-expedition to Swains Island, a remote coral atoll in the Taukulau Islands in the South Pacific Ocean. Even we will look at the propagation prospects for working W8S in the GB2RS news next week. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain at about 160. It also predicts a KP index of 2 all week, but with 8 active regions on the sun at present, the risk of a solar flare and or coronal mass ejection remains high. So don't be surprised if we see a KP index head skywards again at times, with a reduction in the maximum usable frequency. And finally, the good news is the Chiltern Digisonde is now back in action. You can select it as well as Dourbes at propquest.co.uk. Now for VHF and up, this first weekend of October could be good for meteor scatter, with the peak of the October Draconids tonight, the 8th, and into the 9th of October. It should be quite a good period for tropo, as high pressure over the south provides enhanced paths across the continent to France and Germany. There may also be a path across Biscay to Spain, or the Canaries or the Azores. Along with fine and unusually warm weather, it should fit well with the October 432 megs to 2245 gigs contest, which ends at 1400 UTC today the 8th. Hopefully there will still be something left for the 432 megs FM activity contest and UK activity contest on Tuesday the 10th. On the evening of Wednesday the 5th, an aurora alert arrived so clearly that that's another mode to keep in mind. From around the 11th, we will find a trend towards more unsettled conditions with rain and showers and rather windy weather as low pressure begins to take charge. This will remove tropo from the operating schedule, but may give some rain scatter opportunities. For EME operators, moon declination is just past maximum this coming weekend, so as the following week progresses, moon elevation will fall from its high and moon windows will shorten, with apogee on Tuesday the 10th of October. Path losses are at or around their maximum. 144 meg sky noise is falling, reaching a minimum next Tuesday. The sun and moon are close in the sky on Saturday the 14th, meaning high noise all weekend. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week, also.